Two Alaskans charged with starting the destructive Sockeye wildfire over a year ago will face trial starting late this month, according to Palmer District Attorney Eric Senta. Trial proceedings start November 29th at the state courthouse in Palmer. The state of Alaska is seeking an acknowledgement of criminal negligence and an acceptance of responsibility on the part of the two defendants. Greg Imig and Amy DeWitt were charged with eight counts, ranging from failure to obtain a burn permit to reckless endangerment when the origin of the fire was traced to a burning debris pile they left unattended in Willow in June of 2015. State and defendants' attorneys have attempted to negotiate an out-of-court settlement, filing motions and countermotions through the summer and fall. Assistant DA Senta says the state has collected a great deal of documented evidence in the case. The criminal counts against the defendants are all misdemeanors, but the extent of the damage caused by the fire is enormous. The fire swept more than 7,000 acres and destroyed 55 homes and close to another 50 outbuildings. No deaths were attributed to the fire, but it cost the state $8 million to fight the blaze.